Number 31 from June of 2007, A Dry Well. Deborah and I are very happy in our new home in the country and want to thank those of you who helped us move and helped us in different ways since that time. I even have beef cows again, so it feels like all is right with the world. Don't you think every Lutheran minister ought to have cows? Cows help you stay centered, I think. Of course, there are problems with cows, just like everything else. One of my cows got very sick with pneumonia after she had her calf. I've had to give her shots and bottle feed her baby since she has been too sick to give much milk. The joy of watching the baby calves play is tremendous, however, and gives renewed appreciation of God's good creation. There is something that I have noticed with this bottle baby calf, however. He keeps nursing on that cow about every half hour, even though he's not getting even close to having his needs met. He knows that when he takes my bottle, he will be full, but he insists on going back to pump that cow out before he is ever interested in my nice bottle. He is getting nothing, but still returns to the cow anyway. What's the deal there? Maybe it's not all that different from human beings. How many times do we look for nourishment in people and things that cannot nourish us? How often do we lower our bucket down in a dry well and come up with nothing but dust, only to lower it down into the dry well again? How many times do we try things that don't work, and then try the same thing again, only harder this time, and it doesn't work again? As my colleague Jim used to say, quote, "We really don't make too many mistakes in life. We just make the same ones over and over again," unquote. It shows up in a lot of different ways. Certainly it is common for people who grow up in dysfunctional families to keep going home, hoping to get the love, care, help, and guidance they desire, but coming up empty. They keep expecting sick people to act healthy and meet their needs, just like my bottle calf, but it isn't going to happen. They need to try somewhere else. It shows up in the Christian church as well. We don't study the scripture, we don't have a regular prayer life, we don't engage in any Bible class discussions, or share with others the hope that lies within us, and then wonder why we don't feel nourished and just feel empty. We chase the gods of pleasure, material things, money, and fame, and wonder why life has no meaning. In the fellowship of AA, there is a saying, quote, "If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got," unquote. It is God's Spirit that nourishes us. Maybe we could try something different and ask the Spirit to come into our hearts and fill us. I really think that we're not afraid that the Spirit won't come, but rather, what if it did?